You know, I'd like to also commend someone else that's in our Monday night class. It's just sort of a little side thing, but seeing Doris and Jerry there and knowing his lovely wife, Andrea, and she also has a lovely brother called Todd, who used to be in all of our classes. I think he OD'd on classes. Now he's just kind of taking a step back. But we saw him a couple of weeks ago, and I hope he comes back and starts joining us again. He got a really good job in the golf industry, so he has to practice his work a lot. You know what I mean? But anyway, this man called Michael, a long time ago, they had to move. The house they were renting there, the people wanted it back, and they have four children. Some of them aren't his, some of them are, but in his heart, they're all his. So we were all praying for a bigger house, and they found that bigger house. Well, little did they know that they were going to need that bigger house, because this lovely couple has Jerry, Doris, and Todd, and their four kids all living in the house with them. Are they amazing people? When you phone them up, it says, you have got the Dare compound. Oh. Well, she doesn't have any girls, so it's... But, you know, the boys are responsible, too. One's away this summer, right?
Yeah.
I hope you sent him with careful things. Blessings, right?
Can you play golf with your friends?
All right, let's see now. We had Rita, and we had Jim, and we had Doris, and now we have Doris's daughter, Andrea.
Well, I had four different things I wanted to talk about today. And one thing I was told that I absolutely could not talk about. So that'll be for another talk. But it's like halfway through the day it changed. So this being the last week of school and me being a mother of four boys, everything has to do with my kids. And you'll see how all of you tie in with my children. I'm going to talk about two of my kids. My oldest, who in 10 days will be 18. He has been a blessing in my life. But when he was little, he was a little terror. I mean, he was one of these kids that, you know, I didn't go places because he was just a terror. He liked just running, and everything he had to touch and feel and move and squish and pop and throw and, you know, everything. I'm very proud of him because he's turned out to be a wonderful young man. And he finished his junior year with a 3.67 GPA. He knows what he wants to do with his life somewhat. I mean, at 18, who really knows what they want to do? But he's going to be 18 in 10 days. He's starting his senior year next year, and he's never tried drugs, he's never tried alcohol, he's never tried cigarettes, he has no desire. He has two addictions, video games and Dr. Pepper. You truly are what you eat, and he is the pepper. I mean, that is him. So I'm very proud of him. I'm very blessed. Because to be able to stand up in this day and age and say you have an 18-year-old son who really has never gotten in trouble except for when he squished the whole box of apricots at Grandma's house one day, and you know, that's a big deal. That's a blessing. That's a God story. Then I'm going to talk about my number three child. He turned 11 last week. And he, in kindergarten, was the only child who never turned his card. He turned his card if he got in trouble. He never turned his card. He was shy. It probably would have killed him if he would have turned his card. And he started first grade, and he struggled with reading. So they put him in a special reading class, and they helped him. And it seemed like second grade came along, and his reading was okay, even though he hated it, said he hated writing. Oh, his teacher said it was like full of teeth to try and get this kid to write. And then along comes third grade, and he struggled with math. And so it's always been a struggle. And also in first grade, I got a call from a teacher one day, and she said, he is so shy, we need to put him in a special class so that he can learn how to overcome this. And I sat down with him and said, Garrett, they think you're too shy and they want to put you in a special class. He goes, oh, Mom, please, don't put me in a special class. I don't want to be pulled out of my class. So I said, fine. And this teacher actually got upset with me for saying no. Here we are today, he graduated fifth grade. He graduated with the presidential achievement of academic excellence, which means out of, I think there were maybe three kids in his class that got this. His teacher told me that he is every teacher's dream child, that he is the leader of the class. This child who started school, who was so shy that he could hardly even tell you his name, is the leader of the class. He was the leader of his crossing guard group, and he finished at the top of his class. And so that's a God story. And I could take all the credit, and Michael could take all the credit, and I could say, you know, we have two other kids, and they've always been overachievers and, you know, really good in that. And these two just seem to be the ones that struggled, so that's why I only picked two. But Mike and I could take all the credit. And we could say, you know what, we're just really good parents. It's because we're home, it's because we're strict, we're on top of things. But I have to give the credit to God and the angels, because I know without them, I would not be a proud mother standing here telling you guys about my children and how proud I am of them. And I know that I am who I am today because of Millie, because she worked with God and the angels to touch all of us. But I'm also who I am today because each one of you in the classes and who come here have touched my life. And I would not be here, or I would not be the person I am if it weren't for everyone. I don't think anyone that walks through the door, who walks into class, understands the value they hold and the significance they hold in a person's life. Especially if you're kind of at a low point in your life. I know that Mike and I, had it not been for the classes, we would not be married today. Or if we were married, we would not want to be sitting next to each other. And I mean, we've talked about that a lot. We have taken these classes together, we've grown together. And so I want to honor Millie for doing her God work as a minister. She's a minister no matter where she is. I think even when she's under anesthesia in the operating room, she's still ministering, because I think she's sending thoughts out to everybody she's worried about. I got a call when she was going in for hip replacement surgery from her daughter, Andrea. But I also want everybody to know that everybody here ministers, because everybody here has played a part in my life to make me who I am, to make me a better person, to make me a better parent, so that I can have such good kids to be proud of. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Andrea. Okay, now, last but not least, and he asked me if he could be last, because he's also here healing every Wednesday, I have to miss a couple maybe, and he all comes all the way down from Vista, and that's quite a trek to come, out on his business, electrical business, I think it's wholesale, electrical wholesale, right, all day long. He's a father of a child, he has a lovely wife, and when I first met Jim, it was out at Harmony Grove, and Millie was doing one of, what'd I call you?
Jim.
Oh, sorry, I get my J's mixed up. Horrible dyslexia. he was sitting next to me, and this beautiful feeling, I just felt this beautiful, beautiful feeling, and he has, look at his smile, he has such a gentle, warm smile. And I seen him in the classes, we were in Tuesday night classes, he was having some challenges with his marriage. I'm sure he won't mind that I tell you this. And his wife didn't quite understand this thought pattern. And she kind of rebelled him a little bit. Well, I want you to know that they kind of went through some stuff, and Millie blessed them as if they were being married again. She blessed them. And their life changed. In fact, if you were here about a month ago, his wife sang for us. this lady who did not understand, and he just kept believing, and Millie kept believing, and she blessed them both. And their life had changed. Their son even used to come. So they warm my heart. Laura is a beautiful lady. She happens to be in her home country right now. She's supposed to be on vacation, but she's actually moving things with her mother from house to house. And Jeff said, "That's why I didn't want to go." He's smart on top of it, see? Our Jeff.